sale that makes sure she knows it's going on now at Red Wing Shoes in the Fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Guys, time's running out to get her the perfect gift this Christmas. Shop JCPenney now and get everything on her list for less than you think. Now through Sunday, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Plus, find her something she'll really love, like a diamond bracelet for $49.99 after 20% coupon, and find jewelry up to 65% off. Hurry in, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/21 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions may apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobile One filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Chase Elliott's planning a different kind of Christmas. I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series, a collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
It's Rob Tanner, host of America's Tailgate Party, NASCAR USA. Join us every weekend as we get you set for NASCAR racing with 2 hours of the hottest hits in country music. The Motor Racing Network's Woody Kane is here with NASCAR news, and MRN pit reporter Steve Poe stopped by to talk a little racing. We'll have features and highlights you can't get anywhere else, so be here each weekend for NASCAR USA on the Motor Racing Network.
Chase Elliott wound up fifth in the overall final Cup Series standings in 2017, but is now just looking forward to a special holiday on the other side of the country.
Been very fortunate to spend some time out in Colorado around those weeks. We've been spending Christmas in Colorado the past year or so, and I'm going to do that again this year. And Christmas and New Year's out in the mountains out there is pretty neat. Be able to go snowboard and things. They kind of come hand in hand, but probably Christmas, you know, over New Year's, just a special time to be a part of.
After driving the number 24 car in 2017, Elliott is switching to the number 9 at Hendrick Motorsports next season. That's the same number his father, NASCAR Hall of Famer Bill, drove. You can read Chase's season review now at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
6:07, welcome back. Welcome in hour number 3, heretofore known as the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Steve Anderson and his crew celebrating 14 years in business, and we kick it off by welcoming Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com on board. 106.3 FM, 1600 AM until 7 o'clock tonight, 107.5 FM currently occupied with high school basketball. Traffic, a little bit of a nightmare getting up here from Iowa City to Cedar Rapids, huh?
Yeah, I was telling Alex when I got in here that I have some grievances that from the trip up here that I'll deliver at the bottom of the hour.
We're going to get to them. Traffic is always a great grievance for people on this special Festivus edition of the program. Festivus, normally the 23rd, but we're doing it here since it falls on a Saturday. But we're going to talk to right now a future member of the Iowa Hawkeyes. As a matter of fact, he'll be sooner rather than later. He signed on the dotted line earlier this week. It's California High School quarterback Spencer Petras. Spencer, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And now that everything is said and done and The ink is dry. How does it feel to be a Hawkeye?
You know, it feels great. I'm really excited. You know, it was an awesome day, and it's awesome to you know, finally make it official and join such a great program.
Spencer, it was kind of a whirlwind there. You know, and you and I have talked about this. Ken O'Keefe went out on the road at the end of November, beginning of December, offered three of you guys and kind of liked all three of you guys, and it was kind of a race to the finish line. What was it like for you to go through that? Because you were playing in the playoffs as well. It had to be pretty hectic.
Yeah, it was definitely hectic. You know, just trying to balance everything was difficult. But you know, it's hectic, but it's a good kind of hectic where, you know, I'm lucky enough and blessed to be in the situation that I was in. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely crazy. But you know, luckily I got to go out, take a visit, and yeah, just fell in love with the place.
Now, Spencer, I know how stressful the recruiting process can be, but how much more stressful does it get when you're committed to a program and then there's a coaching change late in the process and you have to reevaluate things?
I mean, yeah, it definitely adds to stress a little bit. I mean, yeah, it changes everything up, and especially as a quarterback, I think it's kind of huge, just because, you know, the offensive scheme is a really important thing for a quarterback to be successful. And yeah, it definitely adds to the stress, but you know, luckily, I think I ended up in a great spot.
Future Hawkeye quarterback Spencer Petras joining us on the program. You mentioned coming to Iowa City for the visit. What was it about the Iowa program that sold you on the Hawkeyes?
You know, it's the culture that Coach Ferentz has created. I think it's really special. You know, everyone's all in, and it comes just from him, so you know, him being there for so long and just establishing the way things work and put in a great staff and everything like that. I loved it. I loved it. There's no other way to put it. It's a tangible feeling. It's great.
Now, for the listeners who are unfamiliar with what Spencer did this season, over 4,000 yards passing, 50 touchdowns, 2 interceptions for Marin Catholic in Northern California. Broke most of Jared Goff's records at the high school. I've heard some people compare you to Ricky, or not Ricky Stanzi, to Nate Stanley, and I see a little Ricky Stanzi in you as well. Are you familiar with those guys? And is there a quarterback that maybe you emulated growing up that you kind of pattern your game after?
I've watched Nate from this past year and everything like that, and he's obviously, you know, he's a great player, and you know, I don't really try and emulate my game after anyone. You know, I like to study different guys like you know, Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, Jared Goff a lot, you know, guys like that. But at the end of the day, I don't really try and emulate anyone. Yeah.
You talk about Jared Goff, and you went to the same high school as him. What did you like about what he did in college, and then now his rookie season, the strides that he made to his second year? Have you been able to follow his career in the NFL at all?
Yeah, no, I have, and it's been especially special just because, you know, I get to watch all his film from high school, and you know, growing up in the Bay Area, you know, everyone when he was at Cal, everyone was. You know, everyone's watching the games and stuff like that. So I've been able to watch him really closely, and I think it's just we all kind of knew that rookie season wasn't really that wasn't Jared, and it's proof now that he's you know, probably going to make the Pro Bowl as an alternate now, and he's just having a great season. You know, it's been great to just kind of watch him, and you know, just his composure, his skill set, everything is just really impressive.
Are you going to watch the Pinstripe Bowl next Wednesday? What are your plans for that?
Yes, I am. I'm probably going to watch it, you know, just with my family. It'll be cool. I'm excited. Yeah, very excited.
So, Spencer, what do people in California know about the Hawkeyes? When you told people you were going to go to college at the University of Iowa, what was their reaction?
Well, I mean, so everyone knows C.J. Beathard just because he's you know, he was starting out here for the Niners, and you know, the big thing is just everyone kind of knows Iowa football and just how strong of a kind of a tradition it is, and especially because back in 2015 the Rose Bowl was out here, and everything like that. So people are mostly familiar just with how strong the program is. And I do get a lot of, you know, how great the people are in Iowa. Everyone says that the people in the Midwest are great, especially in Iowa.
We're really awful people, though. I kid. Yeah. So what's your approach, Spencer? You talked about Nate. He's got, you know, he's had a really good sophomore year. He's got, you know, 2 years left, most likely, in college. What's your approach coming in here? You're coming in next month. How do you come into the situation and kind of get yourself acclimated, and what are your goals?
Well, I mean, you know, first things first, I just want to kind of just, like you said, get acclimated, figure out my routine and stuff like that. And then, you know, I think at any position, regardless of depth chart or anything like that, I got to prep like a starter and prep like I'm going to go in there and you know, win the job. And obviously, Nate's had a great year, and he's a great player. And I think, you know, it's I just got to go in there and be as competitive as I can.
Iowa quarterbacks commit Spencer Petras joining us on the program. Some guys are gung ho about going into college from high school. Others are there's a little trepidation there. Have you figured out a major yet? Do you know a field of study, or are you going to go in and be an open major to start with?
I'm open major to start. I just want to kind of figure everything out. Not exactly sure.
Now, what went into the decision for you to enroll early, and how much do you think that the reps that you're going to get during the spring this year are going to help your development moving forward?
I mean, the primary thing was just the jump. You know, especially I think at the quarterback position, it's huge just to get in and get the, you know, get learning the offense and kind of getting reps with the guys is super helpful, especially for someone, you know, if I go in a red shirt or something like that, then that spring ball will help me a lot down the road. Just that was the main thinking. I think that, you know, it's a big jump from high school to college football. So, you know, getting in there early and getting adjusted can help tremendously.
This early signing period, Spencer, it's come with mixed mixed opinions on whether it's good or bad from different coaches and, you know, and different athletes. Your recruitment was kind of sped up there towards the end. Looking back on it now, is it a good thing to have this early period? Would you have rather had till February to decide? What are kind of your thoughts on this thing?
I think it's a good thing just because, you know, it definitely makes the whole process of if schools are making coaching changes and stuff like that, makes it quicker. But at the same time, you know, it kind of got crazy this year. And I know that for a lot of guys that are a little they just were super overwhelmed just because the signing day is early. And if they're, you know, enrolling early, then they, you know, they sign in December. I don't know. I think it's probably going to get tweaked a little bit. I think it's a great idea in theory. I feel like there's just a couple things they can change to make it better.
Spencer, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today, and we'll see you here in Eastern Iowa sooner rather than later. Merry Christmas, too, by the way. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Take care, guys.
Future Hawkeye quarterback Spencer Petras, I'm not saying future starting quarterback, but he's going to be a quarterback at the University of Iowa, and certainly one that has brought a high level of interest with him. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is with us, as he is every Friday inside the 6 o'clock hour, the big hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. What are your thoughts on this early signing period? Because the story that I saw this morning for the first time, there were 13 kids who signed. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. 13 kids signed in the early signing period with Western Illinois. And yesterday, their head coach takes the wide receiver's job, I think, at Arizona State.
Yeah, I did see that, and I think Spencer was kind of being politically correct there. I think for his situation, he played in the playoffs up till I think the Saturday before his official visit, which was, you know, less than 2 weeks before the early signing day. That's hard. That's a lot of pressure on a kid who was committed to a school where the coach changed, got laid offer from Iowa, and we saw something similar with Zach Wilson, the Utah quarterback who Iowa had offered and was going to come out on an official visit. That was kind of just discombobulated and very sped up. I'm with Spencer. I think there needs to be some tweaks to this system, and one of them would be that. I mean, if you sign on December 20th and the head coach to the school you sign with leaves the next day or day after that or within the next week or something like that, there needs to be a little bit of leeway there.
I wonder what's going to happen, and this is just me throwing darts at the wall, but let's just say for the sake of argument that Jim Harbaugh decides that he wants to go to coach the Chicago Bears. The early signing period now, you just wonder what those kids, do they let those kids out of their scholarship? Does the new coach have to come in and honor those scholarships? Because, you know, Rob, you know as well as anybody that when there's a coaching change made, it's difficult if it happens 2 months before signing day for a recruit to find another spot to land, much less either a week before signing day in this case or in the case that I'm laying out after signing day.
Yeah, and we've seen this a little bit with Scott Frost at Nebraska. He's pretty much honored the kids that Mike Riley offered. He's honored those scholarships, and then he's went out. But he's taken kids away from Central Florida, too, that he's bringing to Nebraska. Yes. So now Central Florida, it's a trickle-down effect. Now Central Florida is trying to fill spots there. And then, again, that's another adjustment period, as Alex points out. If a coach leaves college for the NFL, that's even later in the process. And if kids decide, you know, that they're going to sign on December 20th and Jim Harbaugh decides to leave at the end of January, you know, some of those kids will have already been enrolled at Michigan if they're going in for the early signing period. So there are still some things here that are clearly that need to be ironed out. I wouldn't be opposed to a signing period even earlier than this, just because, like, basketball is November and then again in April. That's well before those kids enroll. Maybe they need to do something a little earlier and maybe, I don't know, separate the two signing days a little bit more.
I'll tell you what, it's 6:20. We've already got some people who are lined up to continue airing the grievances. We're going to step aside, take just a very, very quick timeout. And when we come back, we will air the grievances once again. Mantality and LowTUSA.com, a website to check out if you find yourself suffering many of the side effects of low testosterone. Now, you may not know that you have low testosterone, but do you find yourself struggling with memory, struggling with stamina? Maybe you're carrying 10, 15 extra pounds. It all adds up, and it could all be traced back to low testosterone. It's a problem that affects males of many ages, especially guys who are middle-aged. Mantality can help get you back to the levels of testosterone that are normally functioning in regular, healthy guys. They've got a 90% success rate, and it doesn't matter whether you're in great shape or not when you walk in the doors. By the way, this is unlike any doctor's office you've ever visited. It truly is a one-of-a-kind place. You can find out more by going to their website, lowtusa.com. As a matter of fact, you can learn everything you need to know about testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, while you're there. Mantality is located in North Liberty, so it's very convenient for everybody living here in eastern Iowa. You're dealing with actual board-certified physicians. These are doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, and the best part is chances are if you've got health insurance, it covers your visit or visits depending on what they find. Mantality, LowTUSA.com, 6:22, another big board update, and more grievances. Leading off with Nick in Cedar Rapids when we return after this.
Beat the Christmas shopping crowds this holiday season and start your shopping at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on The Gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Trion Investments. Learn even more at trioninvestments.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
6:23, and even though it is December 22nd, we're treating it as if it's December 23rd. That's the traditional celebration of Festivus here in the afternoon program at KGYM. We've done this for a number of years. I've done it for a number of years over now three different programs, and we're asking people, just it's a good way to feel better, to clear the air and get those grievances off your chest. That's how Festivus begins. And then, of course, you've got the feats of strength and the traditional meatloaf and everything that goes with it. Let's go to Nick in Cedar Rapids. He's been waiting patiently to air his grievance. Nick, happy Festivus. What would you like to air tonight?
Happy Festivus, guys. I tell you, I got a lot of problem with you people out there. And the first one is, I work in retail, okay? I wait on people. I am sick and tired of people talking on their phone while I'm trying to wait on them. Leave your phone in your car. Put it in your pocket. Put it somewhere else. But don't expect me to give you the customer service that you expect while you're talking on your phone. That's my first one. My second one, and you guys were talking about traffic earlier and grievances about that, I can't stand the people that sit at a red light. If there's nobody coming from either direction, turn. You're wasting my time. I either got to go to work or I'm trying to go home from work. But don't sit at a red light. It doesn't make any sense. Those are my two grievances. Love to hear you guys' thoughts. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Appreciate
it. Just got to let it out, Nick.
Appreciate it, Nick. He's absolutely spot on. Put the phone away until maybe after you've ordered, at least. That way you're not wasting any of the server's time. And a traffic-related grievance along that, I can't tell you how many times I have been car number two in the right-hand lane at a red light, and the car in front of me wants to go straight but isn't pulled far enough ahead so that you can turn right around them, and you have to wait until the light changes. Now, I know this is, in the grand scheme of things, relatively minor, but
let it out. Like I said, this is like when
somebody behind you has their turn signal on and you are the first person at a red light in the right-hand lane, make sure that you edge forward enough, just enough so that that person can turn right. Just a helpful hint for you. Rob, this is a first. I don't think we've ever had you on a Festivus edition of the program. You strike me as the type of man who may or may not have a couple grievances to air, especially since... Well, we talked about the traffic already, but any sports-related grief? Well, Sandy Alderson contract extension.
They
probably
brought Omar Minaya back today.
And they brought Omar Minaya back. They're keeping the band
everything
together.
Everything is going well.
They're not getting the band back together. The band just isn't breaking up at Citi Field. Anything else?
Well, I mean, the one fresh in my mind is the not even going the speed limit in the left-hand lane coming up.
We had a couple people.
And that, I think that's a common one for people.
We had a couple people mention that earlier tonight, the driving slow in the left-hand lane. Move over, let people get past you, and then, of course, those people are strictly anecdotal. Those are probably the same people who would sit parked at a red light and not let you turn right in front of them. We will continue airing your grievances, a Festivus edition of the program, 319-366-1600. We've got to get a Midwest One Bank Big Board update in, and then sandwiched around your grievances, because that's really what this is about here. We can talk a little Iowa hoops as well. They've entertaining Colorado in a neutral site game tonight at Sioux Falls, South Dakota's Sanford Pentagon, where Gary Dolphin joined us from earlier today. If you missed our interview with the play-by-play voice of the Hawkeyes, you can check it out online at kgymradio.com. While you're there, vote in our poll question brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Did Alex Kuhn completely ruin future?